Hello, my name is Norbert Kamiński, and today I'll present you possibilities of integration FWPD LVFS with OpenSense and PFSense. I'm working at 3MDEP Embedded Consulting System. So let's start my presentation. Let's begin with agenda. Okay, I will start with Project Genesis, then I will go to overall information about FWPD. After that, I will go to FWPD tool architecture, and I will go to PFSense proof of concept work and OpenSense proof of concept work. At the end of my presentation, I will tell you about existing issues, and then I will go to our future steps. At the end of my presentation, there will be also time for questions and answers. Okay, let's start with who am I. My name is Norbert Kamiński. I'm embedded systems engineer at 3MDEP. I'm also open source contributor, mostly to FWPD and Yocto layers. In my scope of interest are firmware upgrade tools, virtualizations, and embedded Linux. Here are the links of my social medias and another ways to catch me. Okay, who is 3MDEP? We are licensed core boot service providers since 2016 and leadership participants. We are UEFI adopters since 2018. We are Yocto participants and embedded Linux experts since 2019. We are also official consultants for Linux Foundation FWPD LVFS project since 2020. And we are IBM OpenPower Foundation members since 2020. At the beginning of my presentation, let's answer the question why we want to do such integration as FWPD LVFS for OpenSense and PFSense. Routers are highly popular attack vector, so they must be secured in the proper way. The security of the whole system is not determined only by the software it runs, but also by the firmware. The mitigation of the vulnerabilities provided by the firmwares can be easily done with the firmware updates. To this purpose, you need proper update tools. And here comes FWPD LVFS.